Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 April 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are glad you're with us. As always, hope you all had a great weekend. Hope you had a good Passover. We did at our fellowship on this past Saturday. We did a Bible study that I think is very important. I'll tell you about it in a minute. After that, we did Lord's Supper and communion and talked about the Passover and shared the blessings of what we know happened on the day some 4,000 years ago. Before getting into the program, I have a prayer request, if you don't mind, for a lady named Mary Ann. And Mary Ann's a good name. Remember, if you ever watched Gilligan's Island, Mary Ann needs her prayers. And also, the Doyle family out of PA, friends of mine, good people, need our prayers also for different things. So please, if you wouldn't mind, Lord knows your needs a lot better than they even do. So keep Mary Ann and the Doyle family in your prayers, please. And as you all know, folks, we do offer products here that I don't mention much in the last couple of weeks. Nothing really particularly on special, except I want to mention this past Saturday's teaching that I know that you're going to want a copy of. But we have her available. We have Strauss products, all the Strauss products, and we'll talk a minute to Wayne Elliott about some of those. We have REM sleep, thanks to Mr. Wayne Elliott, that got us some, and folks, when this batch is gone, it's gone. We have vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash, have a lot of different things. If you want a catalog of what we do have, all you have to do is call toll-free number 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa I want to copy the catalog and give her your address or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com and give me your address. We'll send you a catalog. Just say I want a catalog. No charge. So you can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Order what you like as far as products, availability, and also order the catalog. It's free. It's telling the catalog you got it coming. We want to send it to you. Now, I keep forgetting to mention this. Everybody says, don't forget this. I'll try to do it right now. On our website, pastorbutch.com, you're going to find Donor Box, D-O-N-O-R, Donor Box. We don't use PayPal because they tried to rip us off here a while back. We can't use me longer, so we're using Donor Box. If you want to donate that way, it's a safe way to do it. If you don't want to write checks or money orders, Donor Box will take donations and put them right in our account, and we'd appreciate whatever you can do. Folks, we're starting on our 30th year on broadcast, and we're so blessed. We've met so many thousands of people over this country and even around the world. A lot of you become like family, and a lot of my family's passed away since I started. My radio family, I mean. I passed away, and it's just been a pleasant journey, but it's been a battle sometimes. So be sure and keep saying your prayers for that also, please. But before I forget, I did a teaching this past weekend, 2-hour teaching. I tied the current events in with current happenings. Folks, I guess you'd call that a New Testament prophet, because I can take the Bible and do that very easily. Anybody could if they studied long enough to see these things. The list was entitled The Mark, The Beast, and The Great Reset. The Mark, The Beast, and The Great Reset. We have articles in this teaching that prove what we're saying. We also played some clips from Klaus Schwab, Dr. Artari, the homosexual pervert who says that mocks God, literally mocks God, mocks him right on the video, and says we can now hack human beings. All this is part of the beast system and the mark of the beast and the great reset. Klaus Schwab talked about the great reset. So people are going to be angry at first. But by the year 2030, 7.5 years from now, thereabouts, we will be under a complete new rule where no one will own anything and be happy about it. This two-hour video, DVD, or you can get CD if you prefer, but I recommend DVD so you can watch the videos. $10.50 for both hours. That's delivered price, everything. If you want the DVD or CD, just let us know which one you prefer. And just put up, just say, I want the DVD on the beast. That's all I got to say, the beast. We know what you're talking about. But order it, folks. Make copies of it. Share with your friends and family. You can literally save somebody's life physically and maybe a soul when they see the truth of what's happening. Folks, everything has come together just like clockwork, just like the scriptures prophesied they would. We're doing the best we can to reach people with the truth and show them what's happening. As far as I know, I'm the only pastor in this whole area, probably the whole state, as far as I know, that sits down and takes the scriptures, history, and current events and tell you where we are in time and what's coming next. Not because I'm smart. We know what's coming next because it's in the scriptures. And we offer all that, folks, in our Bible studies. I wish every pastor in this country would take an hour a week to teach what's happening in this country in line with scripture and prophecy. It's available if you want, folks. Just put this order, The Beast, on CD or DVD, your choice, $10.50. Get it and join us and catch up with us on that. I think you're going to really enjoy it very much. I truly do. My guest, like I said, is Mr. Wayne Elliott. He's out of Canada. He talks a little funny, but he's a nice guy. But anyway, Wayne, are you there?
Hello, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. It's good to have you. And I mean that. You're always a pleasant guy to have on. And I'm so glad I got to meet you sometime back and started on the Strauss products myself. Amazing products. We'll discuss those in just a minute. But what's happening in Canada from a first-hand view with the COVID, the nonsense with COVID? What are y'all, is your society opened up? Can you travel again? What's going on up there?
Well, you can travel and you can even cross the border if you're vaccinated. You can't if you're not. You can't fly in commercial airplanes either if you're not. But you can go to a crowded football stadium or a big concert if you like. So the usual doesn't make any sense is going on, I guess.
So y'all can travel to ball games in big groups, but you can't get on an airplane, you can't public travel on a train either, and you cannot cross over the border without unless you've been vaccinated.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, here in the state,
both directions, you can't go from here to the U.S. or U.S. to here unless you're vaccinated. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you the retail sector here in Canada, I can tell you, has just been decimated, and restaurants with closed more than they were open for the past 2 years.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then people's general fear, there's so many people that have been afraid of this COVID, they're still afraid, and that's helping to stop people from going out. And then, of course, the inflation and the terrible prices, high prices today with everything, is having its effect as well. So they're sure destroying small business. They really are,
and they're hurting a lot of people, that the little guys that have to buy this stuff. What is your gasoline per dollar now? I know y'all don't do dollars, but how much is it per dollar per gallon up there?
Well, per gallon, it's now about $9 and change
for a gallon.
Per gallon, yeah.
All right, now folks, I didn't know this. For a gallon of gas, it's over $9 in Canada. Now here, it's around $4 in our area, $3.97.9. but it's over $9 a gallon. Now, how much is that affecting people up there?
Well, it's affected transportation costs in a huge way, so the cost of all the goods has gone way up. For a time,
wow,
the premium gas was as high as, let's see, $2.30 a liter, so times four, was over $10 for a couple of weeks there, the premium was.
Man, that is huge.
Fill your pickup truck up here now, costs $200.
Well, I did some figuring the other day on gasoline. When Marsh and I got married over 50 years ago, brother, it was back in the 70s when I won't get into all the details, but when we had that oil embargo and the U.S. told the Middle Eastern countries that if you'll back our dollar with your oil, we'll make you rich, and of course they'd get the price up, so they started saying we had oil shortages, which we didn't, they were lying, but nonetheless, they got the price up then, they were happy with it for a while, but back when we first got married, we could buy a gallon of gas anywhere from 20 to 25 cents a gallon. Now this is, remember this thing about this. You could fill a 20 gallon tank for $5. Today,
yep,
that same tank would cost you $80 in this country. And I tell people this also, Wayne, that if we still had real money instead of paper fiat currency, a silver dime is worth over $2. You could still buy a gallon of gas for 20 cents if you had real money.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it isn't that gasoline's been up, it's just the dollar's come down in value. It's called inflation. Inflation's a tax. And it's a way to control people. So in Canada, a lot of people, I'm sure, now are having a hard time purchasing food because when cost goes up for transportation, so do the prices on food and other commodities, doesn't it?
Oh, geez, groceries here, you can spend $100 on a bag of groceries. And the housing market in Canada, the average price of a house in Canada is now over $800,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So young people just cannot buy houses. And, boy, I'll tell you, when the interest rate goes up, which it's doing, we're going to see a lot of homes lost, and the market's certainly come down. It's been inflated for so long now here in Canada that it's just crazy.
Well, you know, and we had a nation declare bankruptcy. A day or two ago, Sri Lanka declared bankruptcy. They said they can no longer service a foreign debt, so they're not going to pay the foreign debt, which means that they declare bankruptcy. America, now this is a fact, folks, I won't get into all details now, America is on the verge of doing the same thing on reneging on a foreign debt. Now, we were once the richest nation in the world, the most blessed nation in the world in a lot of different ways. That has certainly changed, folks, in the last several years because of our ignorance of financial things, even according to Scripture, folks, we shouldn't be ignorant of the Word of God. We are, because it talks about unjust wastes and measures. Our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy, and this is exactly why Wayne, they're talking about the Great Reset. Because the Great Reset is going to be needed to get the nations back on an operating basis. And I just put up, I mean, that the World Economic Forum and all the elite will own the economies of the nations, and that's how they're going to make us get us to the point where you own nothing and are happy about it. And anyone with any common sense can see this. It's not hidden. It's out, more or less out in plain sight. And it's coming very quickly, isn't it?
Oh, you bet it is, yeah. Yeah, you bet it is. They sure are. Well, the U.S. dollar in the last year devalued 15% on your point there.
It's, that's right.
All we're doing is printing paper now, and, you know, I don't know what to think about Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies. I don't know if they make good sense or not. I mean, I'm starting to understand a little bit about it, but it makes you wonder what will happen when the government starts regulating things.
Well, you know, the crypto has lost value, quite a bit of value in the last few months, and now... Biden wants to put us on a cashless basis. They're going to call the new dollar e-cash. They're going to do away with the currencies soon, which is another plan, of course, to bring us down where they want us. And they're going to go to electronic, if you will call it that, monies, which will be. But you, if you're not good, little boys and girls, you won't get it. But it's going to be called e-cash in this country. So we're seeing a total takeover. As prophesied in the Bible, Wayne, there'll be a cashless society because that's how the Antichrist beast system is going to control the people, because they can't get their stuff unless they obey all the rules. It's kind of like what's been happening in China now for several years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it seems it's largely about control and, you know, the very rich getting richer and controlling more. And it's incredible. They say the world's billionaires gained their worth went up 27% last year.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal growth. And, of course, they've done it at the cost of small business and the average person.
Well, any one thing, common sense, you know, they keep blaming all this inflation on the war between Russia and Ukraine. And I'm not going to get into that as to what's happening, what they caused that. We know Russia's more or less forced into it. But anyway, they won't blame on that. But this was happening before the war ever started. We were having a tough time with inflation before the war ever started. Now, this may cause it to get worse. I'm not saying it didn't. But we're going to see food inflation unbelievably high. Eggs have went up, gosh, in some places 200% already, because they're slaughtering all the chickens. They just killed 5.2 million chickens in one egg production plant. 5.2 million chickens, that means 5.2 million eggs a day not laid. That's going to add up to a lot of money. They're slaughtering the chickens, and the farmers can't feed their beef, so there's going to be a glut of beef on the market for a while, maybe glut of beef and pork, whatever, for a while, but then that's going to come to an end, and the prices are going to go through the roof. We're going to see a huge, huge hit on food prices in the next few months. And, you know, Wayne, even if they can start right now, if everything got good, they could get all the fertilizer they want, they get everything they needed to plant the crops, it would still take another year to get back somewhat near back, somewhat back on base, and 2 years to get back into the pipeline. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. They said today in the news that the average Canadian family of four, their grocery costs have gone up $400 a month in the last 6 months. That's a lot of money, an extra $100 a week to eat the same food you were eating six months ago. And so this will cause health issues as well, because as people eat poorer quality food, more packaged foods, more processed foods, because they're cheaper, you know, we're going to see the health effects of that, as if the vaccine wasn't enough. So I, you know, I'm starting to believe that there's a lot of desire to push the average age lifespan down to 65 from 75. I'm really starting to believe that. The government save a lot of money if people are passing by 65.
I agree. I totally agree. That's been part of the plan. That's part of the plan with the so-called COVID pandemic, to get people in that kind of old people to die, and it's worked. It's working very well. We see it. They say it's working. That's a way of calling the population of useless eaters, and that's what they call a lot of us today, because we no longer produce like we did when we were younger and working all the time. But we're this is nothing new here. I know personally, and I don't mind sharing this, finances here with me personally are getting tighter all the time, because I'm mostly retired. I still do some odd things once in a while, but I'm usually mostly retired, and that income isn't going up with everything else, and I'm starting to tell it, and it's frustrating. You know, I haven't done anything. I'm not in debt. Thank God. I don't owe a penny for a car or a home or nothing. Thank God for that. I listened to wise counsel many years ago and made me get myself out of debt. But it's just getting tougher to pay for food and electricity and insurances and all the things that you got to pay, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah, fuel for the vehicle, energy cost to heat the house, all that. It's, the costs are going through the roof. So you bet. I think you know, anybody that's been on a fixed income or retired on a lower income, boy, it's very tough. I just keep working. It's what I do, Butch. I don't have plans to retire, and the way costs are going, my God, it's you know, you get children and grandchildren, you worry about them being okay, and so that's all I know to do is just keep going, you know.
That's all you can do. If you weren't living in a different out of this country, I might go to work for you. But anyway, I thank God I'm 73 years old and I still feel enough to do what I could if I wanted to get a job probably. But if I did that, it means I have to give up a lot of the ministry work because I can't keep up with all of it any longer. I just don't have the time and brain space to do that. So I'm not complaining about but God's been good to me. I got a place to sleep and food to eat, and that's more than enough according to the scriptures. We got that much, should be thankful for it, and I am. But yeah. It is getting tighter, and it isn't to me so much I'm worried about. It is what you said, our children, grandchildren. If it's getting this tough for us, what's going to happen whenever things really get tough in the future, and our grandchildren can't even afford to rent an apartment, much less buy a home?
Well, we that's a sin in this country. We've spent our future generations' future really, and
sure.
I'm ashamed of it. You know it. It started in my parents' generation when the first Trudeau, the father of the current prime minister, when he encouraged my parents' generation to, hey, spend the money now, and we'll just leave the bills. It's called deferred taxation. And everybody went for it, you know, but at the same time he did other things like put in the capital gains tax. That was back in 1972. There was a mass exodus then of people out of business in Canada because, effective then, if you sold your business, well, you basically, the government was your 25% partner come day to get paid for your business. They got a quarter of it. So a lot of people went out of business then 50 years ago. Now it's only got worse, and the taxes, our taxes are higher than yours in the U.S., and it's just gotten worse, and it's going to keep getting worse. I think we're following England, where back in the 80s, their highest tax bracket went to 90%. And even rock musicians like the Rolling Stones moved out of England then. You know, you wouldn't want to work 4.5 days a week for the government and half a day for yourself. That's what happened.
I agree.
We're heading that way ourselves now. So he's going to, I think the one good thing, they are going to go after the banks and the insurance companies in Canada and any of them that made over $1 billion a year. Just imagine $1 billion. But any one of them that made over $1 billion is going to pay an extra tax. But at the same time, you know, the billionaires and the big box stores and the banks and insurance companies are a big cause of the problem. You know, insurance now is going through the roof too, or very tough for a young person who they don't want to insure in the first place to get vehicle insurance or anything. You know, when we tow these big ships on the lakes, we have to tow them into our yard to be recycled, and the insurance used to be, we paid $100,000 a year just to have the policy, whether we towed anything or not. And then the tows used to cost $3,000 per lake. So if you were going through three of the Great Lakes to get to us, it'd be $9,000. Well, we towed two ships this year already from Lake Erie, and we're on Lake Erie, it's the smallest Great Lake. So from one end of the lake to the other, the insurance premium is $100,000 Canadian for each ship.
And, oh my gosh! So that's on top. That's on top of the policy.
That's on top of the policy. Yeah. So
oh
it's just
my.
Getting to a point where really small and medium-sized businesses is squeezed just like the working man today, and. Costs just out of sight. Transportation costs have drove costs of all goods and supplies up. These sea containers that used to be able to get a sea container from China to the east coast of the United States or Canada for under $5,000. Today it's $26,000 U.S. So it's even stopped some trade because it's just put the cost of the goods, you know, that sea container freight, that has to be amortized over the goods that are inside that box. And so some of it's just priced it right out of the market. And This is what's helping to drive food prices up and automobile parts and you name it. And I really hope, I doubt we will, but I really hope that we've learned a lesson that you don't give all your manufacturing or all kinds of important manufacturing to a country like China. And look at the troubles with the automobiles and the computer chips, you know. I don't know how we could have trusted them with all this stuff. All the medicines they make, those test swabs for the COVID, that those swabs are soaked in the most carcinogenic chemicals known to man. There is nothing, no chemicals worse as far as being carcinogens, causing cancer, as what those test swabs are soaked in. So, you know, the madness just seems to be increasing by the day almost, you know, the things we're doing to ourselves and allowing to be done to us. But I really hope that, you know, we get some manufacturing here in Canada. Geez, it's almost all gone. I really hope we could get some of it back and be responsible for having jobs and instead of exporting everything and or exporting our jobs rather and then importing all our goods. Look at the deficit, the difference between goods from the U.S. to China and China to the U.S. You know, President Trump said it was over $500 billion
every
year.
Absolutely. And you know, Ross Perot, do you remember Ross Perot,
yeah,
president?
Yeah.
Okay. He said there's going to be a huge sucking sound with our jobs leaving this country. And everybody thought he's nut, and of course he's forced out of the race because he's telling the truth. And he called it right. I mean, China makes 80% of the medicine that we consume here, and they're not really our buddies, folks. Think about it. If everyone who's our enemy will cut off the supplies they ship us, or if the dollar is finally no longer the standard for all currencies around the world, and folks, that's dropping very quickly. The dollar is about ready to drop its world imminence, I guess you can call it that. When that happens, prices for all the goods we ship in here are going to go through the roof. I mean, through the roof. We haven't seen anything yet that's coming in this country. And we deserve it. The Lord God himself said he'll cause a famine on the land. Those nations will turn into hell. He didn't say that just to fill the page. He meant it. And, brother, we're over halfway done. If we die tomorrow, we're out of here, no problem. But I have a great-grandson now, plus six other grandchildren. I see him into a country that food or follow some kind of tyrant's dictates to get it, and God forbid, go right into the beast system, and who knows what could happen. This is what we're facing, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. We haven't left them in very good shape, the young ones.
No, we haven't. Hang on through the break, Wayne, please. Folks, back at the break, you want to call and talk to us during the conversation, you may. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many many products in America: cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All right, folks, get back in. We're talking to Wayne Elliott from Canada. We're discussing things happening in the world and in Canada. Now, if you heard the first part of the program, you heard him say that gasoline on a dollar basis is over $9 a gallon in Canada right now. That's on a dollar basis. Of course, they sell it by the liter. But that's just so absolutely unbelievable. And, folks, it's not finished going up yet. We got a long ways to go before this all falls apart and we get into the Great Reset. That's what they're pushing for. The Great Reset will mean that everyone will be a complete slave to the system. And if you're not a good little slave, you won't get your paycheck. That's what it's boiling down to. You don't have to believe me. I'm not trying to convince you anything. I'm just telling you the truth. You do what you want to with it. But that's where we're headed, and we're heading there very quickly. And Wayne, before going further, I do want to talk about the products because I think it's so important. You were the one that introduced me to the Strauss products. You're the one that told me to try them and see what I think. And you said, if you don't feel a lot of difference, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with you. I can't say I feel a lot of difference. But I can say that I've been taking the heart drops, the bladder support, the prostate support, kidney drops. I've been taking them faithfully now for quite a while. They did blood work on me this past Tuesday at a routine checkup. I get it done. It's supposed to be done for 6 months. It's been probably a couple of years since I had it done. And the doctor said everything looks great. Everything looks fine with you. Cholesterol is great. Everything's good. And I was just tickled to hear that. I didn't think there was anything wrong, but I want to get the blood test. I want to know. So I have to give some of this credit to the products that we offer this ministry as far as, the heart drops and what it's done to keep the arteries open. And I'm convinced it has a lot of things to do with lowering some cholesterol too and keeping the body in shape that way. But you knew the guy that invented these products. You worked with him, as so to speak, for many years, and you also said that it actually saved your life. That the products actually saved your life. Is that a true story?
There's no doubt about that, Pastor Butch. I wouldn't be with you now. There's no doubt if if I hadn't found those Strauss heart drops 25 years ago. Straight truth is, I was in worse shape at age 38 than at 68, like I am now.
Wow.
And, boy, I'll tell you, you know, I played sports and, you know, working out a lot and practice every day and so forth. And you can look, pardon me, you can look great on the outside or look okay on the outside, but doesn't mean you are on the inside. And what got me really was just the obscene amount of dairy products that I ate and drank my whole life. Chocolate milk, chocolate milkshakes. My first business was a Dairy Queen. And, my goodness, there wasn't a day I didn't drink 11, 12 large milkshakes. Not a day.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and chocolate milk, it was like I was a chocolate baby cow, I'll tell you. I drank more milk than a cow. And so in my 30s, I began to have trouble with angina and clogged arteries. And I was so lucky to make it the 6 or 7 years that I did without a pill or a surgery till I found the Strauss heart drops there. I was just, I think I was maybe meant to, you know, maybe that's why I made it, so I could live and sing their praises. And I've just seen so much now in these last 25 years, not just myself, my parents, just thousands of others, loads of friends, lots of football players. And it's almost like a miracle. People with diabetes, boy, the Strauss heart drops. I just urge diabetics so strongly to give that to yourself. Diabetics are 4 to 5 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke.
That's
than
true.
The population that doesn't have diabetes. And I've seen it, you know, lost toes, lost feet, lost legs, lost eyesight. And yet I've seen miracles with the Strauss heart drops. And just so grateful, really, I mean, for my own life to start with, but to just be a part of helping people like with such great products as these is just such an honor, you know, and truly warms my heart every time I hear that somebody got themselves a bottle.
Well, I've been a diabetic. I knew that they would help me, definitely help with circulation. It's so important to the diabetic. And I've been a diabetic for years, and thank God, you know, everything is still working well. The circulation is so good in my feet and everywhere else. And I'm convinced that this Strauss drops, they told me last January, not this past January, but January before last, that I had pneumonia and had a heart attack when I had pneumonia. Well, I'm not saying I didn't, but if I did, I didn't know it. But I'm convinced that the Strauss drops, health drops, were even less than a chance to have another one because it's keeping the arteries clear. Folks, I take them because I know they work from testimonies I've heard. I cannot tell you that it's done a lot for me, but I do know that I've been diabetic for 20 years or thereabouts, maybe longer. My circulation is still great all over the body, and I just thank God for that. But I'm convinced that taking the right products to keep yourself clean inside is one of the most important things you can do. And I will not quit taking them as long as I can afford them and have them because I think they're that important. Now, go ahead, Wayne. Let's take a phone call before we forget. Let's take a phone call from New Mexico.
Sure.
Let's talk to Mick. Mick, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Hey.
You have to get that email on how to figure out to do that.
Now, what was that again now?
That email I sent you?
No,
how
I have. No, I have not figured it out yet. I tell you the truth, I haven't even taken time to think about it yet. But yeah, okay, I will
Does
try to do that.
Does that make a lot of sense now?
Oh yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, absolutely makes sense.
Okay, let's start back to micro and macroeconomics. Yeah, most people they think the reason to have, I think Murphy's Law is going to kick them right. You know where they're at. Be honest, bud.
Well, we will see, and excuse me. I hope that God intervenes and stops it, but He sure doesn't have. We sure can give Him a good reason to if He does, just by His grace, totally. But we don't deserve it. But they definitely are saying it, and it's only 6, 7.5 years away. If they get it done, that's getting pretty close.
Yeah, but then he said he's going to do something a little bit different, and he's not going to check it out on this one, but check it out on you know who.
Well, you know it when Israel departed from the laws of God, he finally put people in office that hated them. As a matter of fact, he said himself, "I abhor my own inheritance." God even hates his own people for what they've done. So when that happens, it's not a good sign. Not a good sign. So all we do now is just kind of wait and see what the Lord has in store. Because we don't if we get things turned around, it'd be completely because of His mercy, not our goodness. That's for sure. That's a fact. Anything else, Mick?
Yeah, I'm here, I think. You still there?
I'm still here, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, God is in charge of Murphy's Law.
Well, yeah. He certainly can be, yes. Yes. Well, I appreciate the call, Mick. Thank you for putting in your information. I appreciate it. I really do. And one thing, you know, folks, I'm going to say Mick has always been there with us and Jan with us for a lot of years, too. Many people have been with us a lot of years. Gary and Arizona, Smitty, they're family. Like I said, they're family. And they're not just people called to listen to the program. They're family. Now, back to the Strauss products. Which ones, in your mind, would you say everyone should be taking every day?
Well, I'd say the Strauss Heart Drops, Pastor Butch, would be number one. There's no doubt, because blood flow is, no doubt, the body's most important function.
Yes.
The reason we have 50,000 miles of veins and vessels in us, that's twice around the earth. Each person's vessels would stretch out. That's because every single cell needs blood, from the hair on our head to our toenails and every cell in between. So... Blood flow is the most important body function, and that's why I say Strauss Heart Drops, I believe, is the most important medicinal product in the history of the world. I do. It's, you know, it's painless. They don't have to cut you open or give you chemical drugs. It's all natural ingredients, and, you know, there's just no doubt they work. It's 43 years now they've been commercially available. They were the first. They were the original. There's been many copycats, too, Butch. There's been over 30 copycats, and they all came and went, and the Strauss Heart Drops are still going strong. Now, I'll tell you, not to make light of the other original products, the bladder is an incredible formula. If people are up at night going to the bathroom too many times, disturbing their sleep or having trouble controlling their urine or urgency, this is a product you want to consider, the Strauss Bladder Support. Now, same with the kidneys, incredible. The kidney formula, the bladder formula, and the prostate formula for men all have golden seal root as an ingredient. That is nature's strongest herbal antibiotic, is golden seal. And so they each have that because what each of them seeks to do, amongst other things, is kill bacteria in those organs where it grows very quickly, grows back very quickly. So Strauss always said, try and be diligent, don't skip doses. And but the beauty of it is this. By and large, most people will see results in a week or less. But please, take the whole bottle. Do not stop when you have lesser or no symptoms. Do the whole job and take the whole bottle. We usually recommend for 3 months, Pastor Butch, on the bladder, the prostate, or the kidney, the cardio support. But the Heart Drops, we recommend minimum of a year. And then you're just very wise to at least take a maintenance dose. I mean... I don't know about you, but at this age, I don't want to start clogging up again or having restricted blood flow anywhere. I want it flowing 100% where it's supposed to flow. If you've got grayish-blue colored lips or skin, that's a sign of insufficient blood flow. Cold feet and hands, these are all signs of blood flow issues. And Strauss Heart Drops, you know, I swear, is the answer, and they're just so effective, and they cost about the same as a small cup of coffee at the drive-thru is what they cost to take a day. So,
wow,
you know, it's fairly reasonable cost, and painless and, nothing intrusive, easy to do. And the best of all, not only is it safe, but your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not satisfied, you get all your money back. Strauss insists on it. And, you know, nobody has to tell you. That's what I love about this, Pastor Butch. Nobody has to tell you. You don't need tests or numbers to know you feel better. Feeling yes. better. And that really, that's what it's all about, is how you feel. If you're still alive, but there's all kinds of things troubling you all the time, it's not a very nice life. So how we feel is an important factor, and it's never any of the criteria in the clinical drug studies. Never. Never are the patients or the drug test candidates asked how you feel. It's never once been asked. So I think it's a pretty important point, how you feel.
Well, now, you said that you should take the heart drops for at least 3 months. After 3 months, you think it's safe then to figure that you've been fixed for how long? How long would you reckon?
No, I would say the heart drops you take for a year, 1 year minimum.
Okay.
The other formulas, if there's nothing wrong, if you're just doing a good cleanse or to help with your incontinence or whatever you're suffering, for example, high blood pressure, I would take the kidney formula and the heart drops, because it's one or the other causes high blood pressure. So you take them both. If you're not satisfied, just get your money back. Simple as that.
But if you do take them and you think they're working, you really everything's going okay, after a year, would quitting the heart drops still, would that be a good idea? And how long would they keep you clean if you don't take them?
Well, let's see. We're all individuals. We're all different. And
that's it. Yes.
So that's why I always recommend, even after that, take them at least once a day. If you can manage it, take them at least once a day and keep yourself well and with lots of energy. The other formulas, unless you had a specific problem, generally 3 months does it. The CardioCom is great for irregular heartbeat. It helps the body repair damaged heart cells from heart attack or other ailment. And another great product. These are all the original products. And they just work, and it's guaranteed, as is your satisfaction. You can't be harmed. Never been one complaint of a damage or a serious side effect in 43 years. Not once.
Okay, folks, you're hearing it from the guy that worked with the owner and inventor of these products. And yeah, I do take the heart drops and the kidney cleanse and the bladder and the prostate every day. Every morning I take an eyedropper four of each one of those. And like you said, it's certainly going to hurt me. It could maintain good health for a lot of years in the future. And I'm 73 years old now, Wayne. I'm not a kid anymore. But I think overall, the kind of condition I'm in right now, I think I'm doing pretty good. I feel pretty good most of the time. I mean, I could always use more energy. I still stay busy. I like staying busy. I don't like sitting around. I'm not that kind of, I'm not turned that way. So I want to keep feeling decent enough and keep on moving. Let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to our brother Daryl. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, good to be on with both of you tonight. And I'm always glad to hear Wayne when you have him on, because Wayne's a young guy, because I'm even older than Pastor Butch. I'm pushing 75 pretty soon, and I want to have a testimony. First off, your board operator, producer Todd, is a wonderful, and I'm going to say young because he's a lot younger than me, young man. So kudos to Todd for being a good guy to call in and hear his voice. And like I said, Wayne sounds very intelligent to me, and I'm standing in front of my kitchen cabinet right now. And since I am getting ready to hit 75, I kind of think with a massive stroke that paralyzed my right side, back in, I'm thinking it's about 4.5 years ago, and I was starting to get a lot better until they built a giant cell tower about as big as if you ever saw the Japanese dinosaur movies or Godzilla monster movies. There's a cell tower that they built about, I'd say, 3/8 of a mile from my house. Since they put that up and put 3 smart meters, I think the Strauss heart drops, like I said, I'm looking right at my cabinet, the prostate support drops, and the bladder support drops along are keeping me alive along with the three smart meters I got on the side of my house. So strong testimony for Strohs. Go ahead.
No, I was just laughing about those smart meters outside your house. They really are good for you, aren't they? Go ahead.
They made my stroke side 10 times worse, especially when they put the, I don't know whether it's a 5G tower or whatever it is, but it's a gigantic tower at the local college near me, and my stroke side got about 10 times worse. So I think the Strohs products, the heart drops, prostate support, and bladder support, I think they are keeping me alive, considering what the smart meters and the tower are doing to me. Like I said, they made my side about 10 times worse. But I'm sorry to hear that Canada is going that way, because as England goes, as Canada goes, socialism just seems to get on steroids in other places.
Yes.
And I think we're seeing that in the USA today. My cousin is an American Legion commander, and he regularly picks up products for the American Legion here in my hometown. And he says that the Walmart and Sam shelves are getting more and more and more empty, and the prices on all products are just, you know, going nuts, exponentially increasing. So, yeah, that's a way to rob a nation of its money.
Of course.
And that's what they're doing. Well, the poor people, the middle, if there's any middle class left, that's the final, if you would, financial rape of the people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Inflation
is a tax.
And I'm so glad on your current events and that you have on your Bible study, like the one you just had most recently. You're right. There's hardly any pastors around. You can probably count them on a couple hands for the entire United States of America, if that, that preach what the heck is going on in current events and how it all ties in with the Bible. So you're to be commended to that, for that, Pastor
Butch. Thank
you. I got your latest catalog, Pastor Butch's Call to Decision Ministry Catalog. Urge people to, if you don't have one, if they have any left, call in and ask them for a copy, and then buy some of the great books that Pastor Butch has written, and get some of the other great materials they have in there. And I just want to recommend one book, and that is, I love this book. It's a 411-page book, The Grand Design Exposed. Pastor Butch offers it, I think, for $10, and he's not making any money on that with postage costs today. So if you ordered from him, throw in a little extra money, would you, to help with the postage, because postage is going nuts everywhere, really rising in price. So I would urge you, if you want to.
And by the way, Daryl, by the way, I got to notice how their postage is going up again in July.
Yeah, and you can bet it's not going to be 1 cent. It's going to be more than 1 cent.
So it may be one cent.
Products, throw in a couple extra bucks for the postage,
please.
And please get some of Pastor Butch's books. They have a lot of good common sense, because he takes the stuff out of his material, out of the Bible. He's got lots of Bible in his books. So I urge you to get his books and to support Call to Decision Ministry by helping them out a little bit with the postage costs, etc. But for the 411-page book, The Grand Design Exposed, if you want to know about who took over Freemasonry and who was very much involved in the settling of the United States of America, super highly recommend that you get that book. A very important book for history, but the most important book is the Old King James Bible, and Pastor Butch has some good books in this catalog, including one by David W. Daniels. I've never met him, but he's a friend of mine. By telephone, has written a lot of books defending the Old King James. And this one is a war on the Bible. It's about war on Bible, biblical Christianity, and it's a war on the Old King James Bible. They want you to use the newer versions. So God bless you both. Wayne, thank you for being on there, and God bless you, Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean.
I appreciate it. Daryl, one quick question, Daryl. Was this past Saturday's teaching worth ordering?
Say again, Pastor Butch?
What was this past Saturday's teaching, something somebody should order a copy of?
Yes. Certainly, because Pastor Butch covers a lot of, and they show videos on there, and his top audiovisual technician, Philip Hudock, does a great job in getting some of these videos lined up and that. So
yes,
you get
does.
To see videos, you get to, Pastor Butch shows you current event articles. So it's a super, super blessing, and I would urge everyone to catch Pastor Butch's. It's usually, what, first and third Saturdays?
First, third Saturday normally, yes. And they can order DVDs if they want them, so they're available. And thank you, Daryl, for being there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you both.
Talk to you soon. Now, folks, if you want to call and ask, have any comments, questions, you feel free to call, because we're here to answer your questions if we can and just fellowship with you. So we're down about the last two or three minutes, Wayne. What do you want to tell the folks?
Well, I just encourage everybody to be a bigger part of your own health than you've ever been. It's not a more important time with all the stressors going on and food prices and the quality of our food and all the chemicals surrounding us in the world. And by all means, if you're on any pharmaceuticals, folks, please read your paperwork. They warn you of side effects and potential serious side effects, and if you're suffering any of them, you'll want to know so you can report to your doctor and he or she can change your dosage or change the type of pill. So, you know, really be a part of your own health choices. And, you know, one of the best things I think we can do for ourselves, Pastor Butch, is have clean tissues. Clean tissues, the heart, the arteries, the organs, the cleaner our tissues can be by these cleansing products and detoxing products, I just believe the better off we'll be. There's so many chemicals that we don't have equipment for in our bodies, these man-made chemicals. They're not natural, come in many forms, and so our liver and kidneys often take the heck for it, and so we need to cleanse these parts of our bodies, kill bacteria. Bacteria is a real culprit at times in our bodies and bladder,
Amen.
Prostate, kidneys. And just be a part of your own choice, folks. Pay attention, and your health is your wealth. There's no doubt about that.
And, folks, you can call. I said, call the ministry. We have the Strauss products here. Yes, we advertise them. They do help pay the bills here, my friends. You have no idea. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, you have no idea what it costs to run a little ministry like this. And yes, we're a little compared to most of them, very little. But the expenses can get very, very high at times. I appreciate y'all calling, asking for us, ordering things from us, and thanks for helping that way you can. Thank you so much. And Wayne Elliott, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be in touch again in the future. And you, anything comes up that we need to know, let us know, okay?
Will do. It's always my pleasure, Pastor Butch. God bless.
God bless. And folks, God bless y'all for being there. We'll see you tomorrow night with the guest Stan Johnson, is going to show you how to feed two people for $2,000 a year. Yeah, I'm serious about that. I mean that. So we'll see you tomorrow night with a lot of information. Don't go away. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.